Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 14th, 2007. Call today Valentine's Day. We just had a major winter storm, and we're rather actually stormed in today, although I think we could get out if we needed to. But we're enjoying it right now, and it's our great privilege to share this message with you through the podcast. Today's message is titled, Love Never Fails, which happens to be the very words to today's scripture portion from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. Well, we are getting quite a winter storm here. Earlier this morning, our neighbor came to plow us out, but it's now sleeting, and I think we would need plowed out again already. The Stair School is canceled, and also our church service this evening, as well as many other public places. I need to make a hospital call, but if necessary, we're going to hunker in if needed. In fact, even since I prepared that line, I've received a call, and I will not need to get out today. But one of the concerns we have in a storm like this is losing electricity. When there's freezing rain, we frequently experience a downed power line, either due to the weight of the ice or a pole being hit. We live out in the country, and when we lose power, that's our heat, including our coal stove since it has an electric feeder, our water, since we have a well requiring a pump, and of course all our electricity. We fill some gallon jugs with water, but that's about all we can do to prepare. But we definitely want to try to get this message out, because we also need electricity to access the internet.
Several years ago, we had a lengthy power outage due to a winter storm. After about 6 hours, we decided we'd sure enjoy some warmth and working bathrooms, so we decided to go out and get something to eat. Stephen's mother was living with us at the time, so the four of us went to a nearby Burger King and sat down at a table to eat our meal together.
Well, we noticed an aged couple who were snuggled close together, seated with their backs toward us a couple of rows over. Usually we go to a fast food restaurant and we do window pickup or eat in the restaurant and quickly leave, but not this time, since we were in no hurry to give up our warm location. We took plenty of time to eat and visit together, and we noticed this older couple did as well.
I went to get more condiments and had the opportunity to view them from the front. I then realized why they were seated so close together and taking a long time to eat. They were sharing a single meal. The husband was pinching off bird-sized portions of a hamburger and hand-feeding it to his wife. He did the same with the French fries, and then with a straw he would give her small sips of the beverage. Apparently she had a stroke, and though they were very small bites, it took her a long time to chew the food and eventually swallow it. But he waited patiently for her to finish each bite.
Well, thoughts of Valentine's Day today bring about mental images of young romance that Kay's Jewelers, Hallmark, Russell Stover, and, well, florists want to portray. Consider the media's portrayal of the gorgeous Hollywood couple with the lavish wedding surrounded by the paparazzi. The same headline couple planning the big post-wedding becomes headlines again when they're soon in the midst of an embroiled divorce battle.
The true picture of romantic love is the couple we saw at Burger King, who are demonstrating what true love is. When love's passion is fizzled, and the youth and vitality have faded away, true love will remain all the days of our lives, when we take seriously the marital vows, in sickness and in health, till death do us part.
Endurance is at the very heart of this love that never fails. That's the kind of romantic love the world needs to see and emulate. As God's children, we are called to practice it and be examples for those who look on. Consider this when you express your love this Valentine's Day.
Let's pray together. Father, you love us with an everlasting love. Your enduring love stands as the supreme example for us to follow in our human relationships. Even when we have forsaken you and broken our vows, you continue to forgive us and woo us back to yourself. You are not a God of retribution, but a God of mercy. Even when we listen to the world's counsel and experience dismal failure, you pick up the shattered pieces and still call us your own. Only a God like you deserves our complete loyalty. As we personally experience your enduring love when we least deserve it, help us to apply the same kind of enduring love to those who least deserve it from us. In your strength, we can do even the impossible. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. It is a real joy to share with you today. We do have a more than usual extra material on the site today, I suppose in part because we are snowed in and have nothing really required the rest of the day. We'll probably make some snow ice cream and gather with our Amish friends a little later. We had a lot of pictures up today. We had the first one is a picture of some dear friends of ours, an older couple in the church we attend, Dave and Millie, who will soon celebrate their 62nd anniversary. They're not the couple referred to in the story, but just a real blessing they are to us. Brooksine has a nice note that she's written from her heart. We also have a number of snow pictures up today that I've taken this morning, and one taken of a bird yesterday afternoon, actually a picture of a cardinal that Brooksine took. We'd like to share with you. And also musically today we share a song, Stephen Curtis Chapman song titled I Will Be There, which many of you have heard. Also in Look for One by Jeff Moore titled If You Could See What I See. Beautiful love song, but could not find a full version on the web. I do have a brief audio link to a sample if you'd like to listen to it. But the I Will Be There is a full-length download if you'd like to take a listen to that as well. Well, have a blessed day today. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Brooksine? No, she's
Happy
right
Valentine's
here beside
day.
Me. Happy Valentine's Day to our podcast listeners. It's a real joy to serve the Lord, to have love for a wife of over 30 years now, and a love for the Lord. Blessings to each listener today.